Well, Jordan, could you talk about the touchdown, the game-winning touchdown
first
for you?
First off, I want to give all glory to God. Without him, none of this would be possible. I just want to thank my team. I was hurting out there. They kept pushing me. They did a great job, made my job easy.
How hurt were you? I mean, shoulder?
Sometimes I was hurt pretty bad. I didn't feel like I could finish, but Benny Cunningham, he kept pushing me through here to my coach. I just saw my team, and they kept fighting, so I had to keep fighting.
Jordan, how about the winning touchdown? Can you describe the play?
I couldn't even believe it. I had to look back, make sure it was no flags or anything, because that's like a dream come true. You always dream about stuff like that, but never happened, so that was very crazy.
Is this one of the wackiest games you've ever participated in, especially with what happened with Cooper at the end of the half?
Definitely a very wacky game, but through all the everything that happened, we found a way to win, and we brought it out.
You said Benny was pushing you. What was he doing?
He was just telling me it's going to hurt, but I got to keep fighting through it and stuff. They're like, we need you and stuff.
Jordan, what did you see? You cut back to the left to see the open. What's going through your mind? What do you see in that play?
I just saw a lot of open field. I saw a DT with a great block on the corner, and I felt like if I get around it, I could make it. And then I got around him, and I saw the safety coming, but I knew I was going to get to the end zone before him.
That left side seemed to be working out for you guys today.
Definitely. And then their defense was very tired, especially out there. Tariq run. That took like everything out of them, but we just had great ball movement all game. No line, they got great push, tight ends, receivers. Everybody did a great job blocking downfield.
After that cone run, that's got to be just a little disappointing. So when you guys get in the huddle, what are you talking about and what are you saying after that run?
That was very, very disappointing. I don't feel like he stepped out, but we knew they were tired out of there. They were so gassed out of there, so we knew we just had to keep punching them in the mouth, and they were going to eventually break.
Jordan, you mentioned Tariq. Between the two of you, over 200 yards today on the ground. How potent can you guys both be off each other?
We can be very potent. I think the sky's the limit. We're trying to be the best duo in the league, so we're coming out the line and things like that, so we just got to keep working.
Jordan, how do you feel about your first win?
Very great. Last year, we started off 0-3. We didn't want to start off 0-3 again.
Jordan, you told us on Monday you want to break more tackles. You seem to break a bunch today. Were you just feeling much better today, a little more confident?
I was feeling much better. I feel like I had my best week of practice since camp and things like that, so I felt like that helped set me up. And they were just trying to hit me and not really wrap up, so I was bouncing off a lot of tackles.
Had you been disappointed in your first 2 weeks, and how different did today feel, and how much better did you play today compared to these first 2 weeks?
I was very disappointed just because we weren't winning things like that. You also want to do well, but winning comes first, so I was more disappointed about not winning. But today it was a great because we got to win, and I did well, so you can't knock those two.
Jordan, your shoulder, is it a stinger? Did it pop out, or is it the same injury as week 1?
No, it's just same injury as week 1.
Jordan, a lot of teams that players that either kneel or lock arms for the anthem. Bears came out, you guys did lock arms. Your feelings on what the president said and the reaction you guys had to it?
He's been saying stuff like that, but at the end of the day, he has to answer to high power, and it's God, so we can't really worry about that too much. But we all came together and said we're going to lock on before the game, and we did it as a team, and we did it together.
Did what he say make you and your teammates mad?
Of course it angers you a little bit, but you can't get mad at what people say, because people say whatever you want. That's how you react to it.
How did you decide to do what you did as a team?
They talked to us yesterday and told us that if we want to do something, we had to do it together, no individual stuff. And then before we went out, Dan Trevathan said we were going to lock arms, and everybody agreed with it.
What did you think about what the Steelers chose to do?
That was crazy. You never see anything like the NFL, but like in college, they're never out there for the national anthem. So that's kind of something you've seen before, but never in college, and never in NFL.
Any more?
Thank you.
Thanks.